This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For a long, long time.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday, presented by BetMGM. Coming up about 20 minutes. Ben Brown of Pro Football Focus will join us. We'll get to some college football futures coming up later this hour, and season-long stat totals and awards across the NFL with players coming up next hour. But right now, we just heard from Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show with the revelation that Bill Belichick's the best coach of all time. Yes, he certainly is. And Pat McAfee reminded him of GM, too. It's the Packers and the Patriots this week. It's going to be likely the most popular survivor pick this week because of the Patriots quarterback situation. It's Poyer. It's obviously not Mac Jones, who's going to be missing this game with a high ankle sprain. Now, for us, in our survivor, we cannot use the Packers. We took them in week two against the Chicago Bears, so we went Ravens, Packers, Bengals. We're through. We're one of the lucky ones. But now the challenge continues here to week four. Let's have our discussion. I feel like these have been fun to have on the air, but also have helped pushed us in the right direction here for week number four. So, Joe, initial thought, because Aaron and I are ready to sell you on something, but what's your initial thought here?
I can't wait to hear that. Yeah, we can go down the list and why I hate every single team that is a favorite this week, at least of more than a field goal. We'll do that in a moment. But let's just, for our own housekeeping, just to clarify, our picks have been Baltimore, Green Bay, and Cincinnati. Okay, Baltimore, Green Bay, Cincinnati. So that removes the biggest favorite on the board for us. And it removes Thursday Night Football, which is fine by me. Baltimore, Buffalo, fine by me. All right, what are you gonna sell me on? Can I guess? Let me guess. So it's going to be something that I'm not going to be thrilled about, at least it sounds like. My first guess was the Lions, but I'm going to say that you got together and you said, let's sell Joe on Mitch Trubisky.
So we did not.
No.
And I would not do that.
Woo.
No, okay. I'm not selling Mitch on anyone. Your first instinct was right. Aaron and I are aligned on the Lions. This is a Lions.
The number keeps dropping. I know.
I know DeAndre Swift likely for this week and next week. They have the second most points scored in the
NFL.
Gosh. Only the Ravens have scored more points than the Detroit Lions. We know, look, this year, though, so far, when they've played a team they can handle, Washington, they beat them up. When they've played two teams they're not as good as, they at least covered the number, and they should have won that game last week.
Exactly. I mean, Minnesota got lucky. The Lions controlled the clock in that game. They missed a couple field goals. I think the Lions should have won that game last week, and they lost to a really good Eagles team and a Vikings team that's better than last year. Those are two pretty good teams. So, and if you listen, we have to use a lot of teams if we're going to win this thing. Mm-hmm. So now is a spot to take the Lions. We've got to take a chance, I think.
In this pool, we have to pick a team on Thanksgiving. If you want to have a chance at winning, you're going to have to at least fly by Thanksgiving. And on Thanksgiving, the Lions host the Bills. So we're not taking them anyways.
Right.
Right. Oh. Even if Josh Allen goes down, I would think about not taking the Lions, even against their backup quarterback.
I agree.
Because the defense is so good there.
The only other spot is week 17 when they play the Bears. But that's a long time down the road. I think the time is now to restore the roar, take the Lions.
The Seattle Seahawks stink. That defensive roster is barren of talent. The Lions, even without Swift, should score in the upper 20s or 30s.
Next week, they're going against Brian Hoyer.
On the road, though, right? In New England?
I don't care. He's 0-11 in his last 11 starts.
Pat's team. Bill might have some tricks up his sleeve.
Trust Dan Campbell on the road against Belichick? I can't do that. Goff on the road against Belichick?
How many times are we going to go back to the Belichick well?
Might be cold
there. You just lose every week.
Well, they just beat the Steelers weeks ago.
Steelers. They suck.
The Lions also aren't a very good team, right? We're talking about a 7-win team maybe this year. Let's bring Paul in here. Let's get his thought on our Lions. Is he with us or not? Paul, what do you think?
R.I.P. Oh, he's with us.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. Hey. What we got here? What do you think?
I hate the Lions. So what do we know? I want to see about Amon-Ra St. Brown as well, because he's been banged up too. If they're out those two guys, that's a tough sell. And their defense is pretty bad. And I will say, Geno's making some throws. Like, not enough that I'm like that they're a bet on team. You still got DK there. They're moving the ball ish. And the Lions defense is just pretty bad. Their offense looks really good so far. So I guess I would say
Seahawks can't stop anybody. Seahawks cannot stop anybody. It's the same thing with the Seattle defense. We have a Lions offense very strong. To back up your point about the Seahawks offense with numbers, they're fourth in explosive play rate and pass rate.
Against a bad defense. So I think if gun to my head, which it kind of is this week, I think I would take the Giants against the Bears as opposed to the Who else is there? I mean, it's Lions. If you haven't used the Bengals, you used them in last week. Like, that's a look. But it's Lions, Giants,
or
what?
All right,
go down the list starting with the largest spread. Okay, Green Bay, they're out. Okay. Largest spread. We already used them. Philly. Does anybody want to use Philly? 6.5, second largest spread of the week in the Doug Peterson game.
I will use them in some shares. I also think they're going to be very popular, so that's a case against.
Okay.
A lot going on there.
Well, we have other opportunities to take the Eagles at home. Their next home games, Cowboys, Steelers, Commandos. So, yeah, there's going to be chances if you want to miss
the division game. They might be favored by 12 points when the Commanders come in, the Commandos come in November. Yeah, we have spots. We have extra spots. By the way,
Tennessee. Yeah.
Commandos might be a look this week. Anyway, moving on. Tennessee. What?
Stop.
Team? Not for Survivor.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're saying. Okay.
Stop
I don't
betting
want to
on Carson Wentz. Stop doing it.
Got to pick the spot. Just got to pick the spot.
The whole thing. Ron Rivera, like, the whole thing is a mess. All right. Yeah. Chargers, nobody wants anything to do with them, right? Right now? Houston, Davis Mills plays well at home.
I know, but are we?
I don't want anything
totally
to do with
be
the
ignoring
Chargers.
This. Should we totally be ignoring this spot? If we don't
like
the Lions.
No, we shouldn't. Okay, I watched the Texans last week. Oh, my God, are they terrible.
So they're not good. This is the Chargers season, or it's got to feel like urgency's now. They're 1-2. And most of those injuries are on the offensive side of the ball. They might get Keenan Allen back. Obviously, Slater's a big deal. But their defense, now Bosa's a big deal, but it's not like they have cluster injuries on defense. Couldn't Khalil Mack and the linebackers and the safeties and if J.C. Jackson plays, couldn't they overwhelm Davis Mills? If we don't like the Lions as a group, I'm not ready to entertain the Giants quite yet, though Paul might force us to do this. I think the Chargers needs to be part of this discussion. I think there's something there. We shouldn't
just
draw
seven the Chargers. Week 7, the Chargers host the Seahawks.
That's better.
What are our options?
And that week, Cincinnati has Atlanta. We already used Cincinnati. Vegas hosts Houston. So there's not. I mean, those are the best options of that week. But, that's week 7.
Carolina, Denver we used. Well, we didn't use Denver in this pool. Denver against the Jets.
I think it's a good point, though, to bring up. Like, the public is going to be on the Texans this week. Nobody wants to bet on the Chargers right now. We can't use the Bengals. Cowboys 3.5 against Washington. Divisional matchup. Nobody's interested, right? Yeah, nobody's interested, right? We don't want to bet on Mitch Trubisky. We're not doing Buffalo-Baltimore. Colts-Tennessee division matchup. We're still trying to figure that out. Paul brought up the Giants. So right now, under consideration, Chargers, Lions, Giants, right?
Oh. Yeah.
It's gross.
Are the Chargers this week's Bengals for us? Awful start. Need to bounce back. Playing a bad team.
Boy.
So how do we feel like Herbert looked?
Okay.
Like, he got hit more again last week.
Yeah,
like,
that is
more
on
injuries on the offensive line. Like, Texans don't have a world-beating pass rush or anything. I guess we could be backing the best quarterback of these options by far with Justin Herbert. Yeah. He's still a hit away from getting knocked out of that game. And
here's what scares me about Detroit. The explosive passing that we've seen from Geno, even though it's not down the field, his receivers are still pretty good. And the Lions defense, I don't know if you want to put too much into it, but they do give up big plays. They're 30th in explosive pass rate. So it kind of lines up for them to, for there to be some big plays, right?
That is against,
but
you know,
they've been overachieving. I think the Seahawks have kind of been overachieving and probably due for some regression. I don't know if it's going to come this week, but I'm not that confident that Geno Smith is.
I will say he's a significant downgrade from Hurts.
Cousins.
Who can make big throws, if nothing else.
Fair.
Right. This game reminds me of the Commanders game. Now, Paul's point on St. Brown, if he's out, that gives me pause. But isn't it like the Commanders game? Yeah, they'll make a couple throws of Seahawks, but the Lions should score more than them. They should overwhelm them as the game goes on with their offense.
Does anybody want to jump in the Giants pool with Paul?
I think he's right, but it just scares the heck out of me.
Jake fires from the hip.
Jake
won 1-4 last week, right from the hip. He's looking for a bounce back.
Jake wants to go against his team for Survivor.
They might lose outright. The Giants might just win the game. Like, oh wait, they're favored. Duh.
Well, they should.
Yes,
they're favored by 3.5.
That's the point.
Yeah. But I'm still in on the Giants. The Bears stink so bad.
Yeah.
What it is. Jake is so sick of hearing his co-host on Bears Nation Pod be the only positive person in the free country right now on Justin Fields right now.
Justin Fields probably just stinks.
Probably.
I love that. Like, we still don't know.
Oh, man.
And
Chargers, Lions.
Saquon's going to have a game, right, against that run defense?
Number one in the NFL, yards after contact by a mile. The Bears, they can run. We've learned that in a few weeks. They can run. Both offensive lines
Cowboys
are terrible.
Did run on the Giants last week. We'll say that.
Doesn't that keep the Bears in this game? They're going to run the football. Like, it probably stops them from ever having a chance against good teams, but against other bad teams, they're going to be in these games. This just feels like 20-17, and someone misses a field goal at the end, and I'm just, like, ready to jump out a window if we're on the Giants.
So
Herbert led the NFL last week in rushing yards.
So we could go back to Philly if you guys want to, but this is, although I guess we weren't on Denver in week two, I was in some other pools, but this is going to be one of those games. It's going to be close. It's going to be gross. You know, it could even be like the Bears against the Texans last week. Maybe that's a better comparison. I mean, the Bears against the Texans this week, except it's going to be flipped where it's the Giants edging out. You're never really going to feel in danger. You're going to always feel like the Giants should win, but they could not.
The Giants have the 5.2, right?
The Dable angle is honestly the selling point for me. That's the selling point for me.
Okay, let's go around and, you know, we'll revisit this once we get some injury reports. These are the three we're down to. Let's go around the horn. You get one vote right now. What is your number one vote between Chargers, Lions, Giants? Joe G.
Lions.
Okay. Aaron?
Lions.
Chargers, Lions, Giants. Lions. Paul?
This is a very strategic move for you. I'll say Giants, and now I want to know if you're going to split the vote and go like Chargers or if you're going to give us a tie. This is very strategic for you.
I was going Chargers.
Yeah.
I guess I could be.
I don't feel great about it.
I'm torn between Chargers and Lions right now.
Me too. I could if we end up Chargers, I'm okay with it. I just
same.
I feel like there's ominous vibes with that team. I just like it's weird. Yeah. It's like, could Chargers. They just pack it in? I know it is a good spot. But could they just turn out bad?
I think we need more injury information before.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What about
Chargers
Jake?
Or Lions?
Which one's Jake on between these three? Chargers, Lions, Giants.
I'm Giants because I agree that the Chargers just feel ominous. Like I'm
now we're really split.
Woo-wee. Okay. Wow.
Giants
I just don't want the Bears. I'll be so upset if the Bears end the survivor for the show.
Well, we could take the 3.5 in the contest if you want a little, you know, safety valve.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to hedge.
Giants are allowing 5.2 yards a carry, fourth worst in the NFL.
They're going to run. Both teams are going to run all day.
I hate this week. This is hard.
Me too. I hate this week.
Really. Oh, also you started the segment like we're going to sell Joe on the Lions. Now you're like,
because Paul brought up the St. Brown injury. I need St. Brown out there torching the Seahawks secondary.
Yes. I have to pick one league tonight. So,
No sign of Jameis at Saints practice and no Michael Thomas.
Vikings.
Andy Dalton, first team reps. Yeah.
Not Taysom Hill. Not
Taysom.
Yo, we do a London. Right,
he's got
a London
back.
Game.
He's got a rib injury for Taysom.
Early sweat. Ben Brown. Pro Football Focus next.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.